I wish we have 1,000 tongues to thank the Lord for giving us such a wonderful day and such a wonderful life. Are you happy today? You should be joyful and happy because we are here, because the Lord has done great things in our lives. I'm happy because the Lord saved me. Is that okay? Can you say that? I am happy here because the Lord changed my life. From a total lostness and disaster to being a child of God, I am thankful. And I'm sure you are. And we can talk about that maybe forever, but we are. Our tongues are short. I find myself short in my thankfulness to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, I'm supposed to speak today about Thanksgiving. I should say that you want to hear more. Say to no, we've heard more. We can never run short of thanksgiving for God who has done great things as we heard today. And thank God for this worship team. Every song you sang is being thankful to the Lord. I want to read two verses to you. The first verse is from Ephesians 5:20. It says, giving thanks always for all things. And another verse in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, it says, rejoice always. Rejoice always. What attracted me is both verses written by Paul, always, rejoice always. You mean to tell me, Adol, that I rejoice when I have a problem, a big one on my hands? Well, the Bible says, I'm going to tell you, rejoice. That's the Bible. Rejoice always. You know, I love this season. When our hearts start thinking of Thanksgivings and Christmas, almost all homes in this land that we love so much. And may God bless America. Yes? Amen. And we are all eager to be together with families, with friends, to have a good time together. Rejoice through family reunions and renewed friendships. We must also thank God and turn our hearts, please turn our hearts toward our generous giver, God, our Savior, who granted us eyes that see how God has been to us and acknowledge the divine blessings that have come to us through his love and through his mercy throughout the past year. What a wonderful God we have. If you want the title of my message, you heard it, thankfulness. And my message to you is a question. Are we thankful? Are we thankful? Are you thankful? That's my question. Yesterday I was watching a program on TV, and here comes Franklin Graham. This man lost weight a lot. And Franklin was saying, let's first thank God for what He's given us. Be thankful for God. First thing that you want to be thankful for. Thank God. And I say, after hearing Randy and the worship team and his comments that touched my heart, he says, thank you for providing for us generously throughout the year that has passed. Just think of that. Think how much He gave you, how much the Lord gave us. He gave us grace. Grace was free. He showed us grace on the cross of Calvary by wiping out all our sins. If you're saved this morning, I hope everybody became a believer. We should rejoice. If we don't have anything else, we should rejoice for God's salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes? We thank you for prayers that have been answered. Marge is here today. We've been praying for her. Many people got sick and we prayed for them, and God answered our prayers. Are we thankful? Are we thankful for Jessica? Jessica went through a lot for many years, and our God raised her up, and she's sitting here happily. She looks beautiful. Jessica, I'm thanking God for you. The Bible says He healed all our illnesses. We should be thankful for everything that He has done. He took care of our needs. Is there someone hungry this morning here? No, I don't. And we're going to stuff ourselves later on. He takes care of us. He loves us. As the song says, every need we have, okay, the worship team knows this, He satisfies. Are you satisfied? Are you thankful? And He has compassion to be with us and follow us forever. And the psalmist said, mercy and love shall follow me all the days of my life. There are things we don't think of it. The cross before me, and His mercy and love follows me. I won't stumble. So I won't fall. He's there to carry me through until I see Him face to face. And we can say, thus far, the Lord has carried us victoriously. We are not defeated people. Satan has been defeated on the cross of Calvary. And our victorious Lord is holding you with His arms to carry you through until we reach that eternal gate. Peter is not going to question us there. Don't you worry. We're going to go through by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Are we thankful? Yes. Amen. Here's a story. a story for you to chew on. A lady who was an incurable grumbler, complainer, and she keeps complaining about everything and everybody. Have you met some of those? But finally, the minister thought he had found something about which she could make no complaint and be thankful. The old lady's crop of potatoes was certainly the finest for miles around. "Ah, for once, you must be pleased," the pastor said with a beaming smile as he met her in the village street. "Everyone is saying, my lady, how splendid your potatoes are this year. What a crop." The old lady glared at him and she answered, "They are not so bad. But where are the rotten ones for the pigs?" How would you like to have this woman as your neighbor? Before making any judgment on her, let's just look inside. Are we thankful? The Bible says, "Be ye thankful always for all things." You mean when I get sick, you want to be thankful? Well, I say yes, because the Lord, we're under this big blue sky. We do get sick. And sometimes the Lord allows us to get sick to review our lives. Sometimes it's a close call. Sometimes it's only a wake-up call to be thankful, to accept His will in our lives. Do we gripe and complain when things don't go our way? We call on God, "Why me, Lord?" Did you ever catch yourself say, "Why me?" "Why me, Lord? The car broke down and I need $600 to get it fixed. $600 that I do not have. I've been as good as most people." You start telling God, correcting God. "Allow me. Oh, I've been as good as many people. Excuse me. I've been better than most. Why are you treating me like this? Why are you punishing me this way?" Do we do that? Well, where are the rotten ones for the pigs? Instead of thanking the Lord for all the crop that He gave her, the best crop, where are we? Are we thankful? Are we only thankful when we see the turkey and the beautiful table prepared? Are we thankful for every day we live in our lives? I read this thing the other day. I said, gratitude is what always spoils life when it is left out. When gratitude is left out of our lives, when thankfulness is not there every day, it spoils life. Show me a person who is happy, living in God's will, thankful. I show you a person whose life is filled with gratitude for anything and everything the Lord allowed in his or her life. When circumstances are difficult, when you need money and you don't find it, when you need healing and you don't see it happening the way you want, when you need a job and you don't have it, are we supposed to thank God for everything? You answered that question. Are we? Where do we go with the verse, Mike? For all,
All
things
work together
for our own good. Why are we complaining then? Why are we griping? And let me ask another question. Are you thankful? Alexander White, the Scottish preacher, always began his prayers with an expression of gratitude. So one cold miserable day, his people wondered what he would say and how he is going to pray today. Well, he went, stood behind the pulpit, and he prayed the following prayers. We thank thee, O Lord, that it is not always like this. When you're under attack by the devil, when things don't look good, when the job is threatened, when you are without job and you're looking, when things don't work your way, we are thankful, O Lord, that is not always like this. You have a plan, and leave God to lead you in this plan. Be thankful for everything. Someone said, the art of thanksgiving is thanks living. Living with thanks. And may I add something on the art of thanksgiving is non-stop thanksgiving. Non-stop. May the Lord help us to be grateful all the time. Further, it is thanking God for the gift of life. No one says likes to die. I say, Lord, come, please come before I die. And I think everyone thinks this way. But I'm thankful for life. I know you are thankful for life, and especially thankful for life for the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior. I'm thanking the Lord for his love. Did you ever stop and think how deep is his love? What he gave is not money. It's not lands and houses. No, he gave his only son. Did you ever stop to think? And his only son who came in to express the love of God. The love of God. Are you thankful for that? And we forget many times. And I'd like to remind you, we are all here because the love of God. It's the love that never ends. And the Bible says those he loved them till the end. Non-stop. Non-stop love till the end. Have you been forgiven? Has the Lord forgiven you all your sins? While sitting here, is the Lord your Savior? Think of that. And if you say yes, congratulations. Live thankfully and enjoy life. Be happy. You're a child of God, and nothing can beat that under the sun. I say, I am thankful for his soon coming to take us to be with him. And I want to tell you something. May this Thanksgiving, if the Lord tarries till Thursday, be your last Thanksgiving day here on earth. You understand what I mean? And I'm not wishing you death. I'm wishing that he will come to take us to be with him. Then the turkey, we leave the turkey here, the everything here, the stuffing, everything else, because we have a banquet prepared for us forever and ever in the place of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those who are not feeling well, those who have a little cold and go under the weather every now and then, all of us, those who are weak and so on, they will not be weak there. We'll have all bodies that will live forever and ever, eating turkeys as long as you want. Remember, our life is here, compared to eternity, is short, regardless of your age. Regardless. And I hope Thanksgiving, next one, you have already prepared for this one. Who am I? Okay, we'll be there around the throne of God. Thank you for my salvation, Lord, that I am going to be with you soon. Amen. So, Thursday is coming, and we are going to be thankful that day so much. I don't think there's something wrong in that. Something wrong. Charles Dickens said, we are somewhat mixed up here in America. He told his audience that instead of having one Thanksgiving day each year, we should have 364 days of thanks. Use that one day just left for complaining and griping. Lord, help us to be thankful all year long. We're rich people because God has blessed us. It's time to take a moment and start counting our blessings, instead of counting all the mishaps and the problems we have in life. There's a song that says, count your blessings, name them one by one. Start counting. Start counting. A woman who helped a boy and a girl about 13, 12 years old who were at her doorstep. And she said, "Hello, what do you need?" "We need some papers." She looked at them. She wanted to say, "No, I don't have time." But she looked at them. No shoes. Raining. Cold. She said, "Come in." She opened the door and they sat. She gave them cocoa and a piece of cake. And the boy looked at her. He said, "Lady, are you rich?" She said, no, I'm not rich." She gave them what they needed. They enjoyed the cocoa. They left without thanking her. But she didn't need that. She went back to the kitchen, started her mashed potato. That's exactly what it says. And gravy, that was dinner. Oh, I love that myself. She started that. And she said, "Am I rich?" She looked at the room. There's nothing to talk about. Am I rich? She looked around. She saw the sofa. She went, took the two chairs that the boy and the girl were sitting on and adjusted them to the way the house looks like. She looked at the ceiling. It's not. There's no water is coming in. Nothing is dripping. She smelled the potatoes. She remembered her husband. "Oh, my husband is not here because he's working." "Oh, thank you, Lord." She looked and said, "No one is sick. Neither my husband nor I. We're at the hospital." And she started, suddenly a spirit of thanksgiving came upon her. She started counting her blessings and counting and counting. Then she said, she woke up, "I am rich." Are you rich? Yes, you are. Yes, we are rich. Look what God has given us. Enter your home after you leave here and look around. Look inside your heart. Are you rich? Are you blessed? Why don't you try and count your blessings? Are you thankful? What shall we say? Are we thankful?
Yes.
And we missed maybe many blessings. Start counting, and the Lord will show you like this woman. And she said, "I am not going to wipe the mud off the floor. I want to keep it because it reminds me of these two kids. They didn't have anything. They asked me, 'Are you rich?' You are rich. We are rich because the riches of God has been bestowed upon us." Count your blessings. And may God bless you and bless us and make us a blessing during this Thanksgiving period. Amen. God bless you and happy Thanksgiving. Let's bow our heads for prayers. Father, we are thankful. We are very thankful for all your gifts to us. Freely. You've given us your Son. You've given us your salvation. And may anyone who is here this morning who do not know your salvation, your rest, your blessings, may you touch their hearts. May they leave home rejoicing that they have found the real cure for their life, Jesus Christ as Savior. Dismiss us, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to me, and may God give you a blessed, blessed Thanksgiving. We shall see each other in a little while.